Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! On this episode, Travel Mom Shauna joins us to talk about the European road trips her family of six is having while living in Germany. She also talks about planning her next adventure to Italy and Greece. Be sure to tune in to the next episode for her recap of that trip. Welcome to the podcast, Shauna.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a fractional CMO for early stage startups, which sounds like a lot, but I basically do the marketing for these scalable companies that are getting started. I'm also a military spouse and a mother of four. And we've had some really great adventures while we lived in Colorado. And now that we're stationed out in Germany, we're trying to have some really great adventures in Europe. Everything is so close. I remember when we lived in Colorado, we were so excited to go to Arizona and see the cactus and to go into the national parks in Utah. And everything was 12-hour drive, 6-hour drive, a 12-hour drive here. You could easily cross three countries, which is insane. So it's a much different experience.
Yeah, I love that about Europe. When we lived in Amsterdam, you could easily take the train to Germany, to Paris. Just so, so easy to get around. You have four kids. Mm-hmm. What are their ages?
I have a son who is 12, and then my daughters are 3, 5, and 7.
How is adventuring with them?
I actually made a post the other day about how my kids are such military brats because my son has either lived or just visited more places than more adults have. And then my oldest daughter, who is 7, was telling me the other day she's frustrated because she wants to move again. And it's only another year and a half here. And then my youngest, I asked her, where do you want to take our next vacation? And she says, to America. Like, that's a vacation. And I just thought that was the most adorable thing. So, yeah, they have a very interesting perspective on travel.
I love it. Let's go visit America as Americans. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So what kind of adventures have you been on so far?
So we've done a bunch of stuff. The easiest thing to do in Germany is to go see castles. You could literally throw a rock and hit a castle. I always think of castles as like Scotland and England and these big fortresses, but a lot of families built what would be considered castles in Germany. So especially if you're in the Rhine area, there's this stretch. You could drive for 30 minutes down the road and they're on either side of the road. Like, you have to go for the day and just visit a bunch.
Oh, that's really cool. Seems like something that would be fun for everybody.
You know what's funny? I definitely think that they enjoy all the castles, but I think they enjoy the ruined ones more. You can go into the castles that are still intact and maybe see furniture or old weapons, which is cool, but when you're 3 or 5, it gets old really fast. What they really enjoy are these day hikes up to the castles that are more ruined, where they can climb on rocks and walk through all the rooms, and mom and dad are not telling them to be quiet while the tour guide is talking about what happened in this room in the 1600s. It's a very unique experience, but the ruined castles are the fun ones.
With four kids, you're bound to have tips and tricks.
I think the biggest tip that I can give is just to be prepared. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, you may not have somewhere to stop, right? So always having that extra pair of clothes. A lot of people are anti-tablets or screens. We use the hell out of those when we're on road trips because we want everybody to be calm and relaxed. And it can be hard sitting in the car for a long period of time. So really just using what is at our disposal, packing plenty of snacks. And we always plan stops if we can. So if it's a 6 or 7 hour road trip, we usually find somewhere 2 or 3 hours in to stop for lunch or to go on a short hike or to stretch, get out some energy, tire the kids out, and then keep going.
That's great. And then you had a great adventure in France.
It's kind of funny. Chamonix is a place where people usually go for skiing. And we had a long weekend last September. And a couple of the guys were like, hey, should we get an Airbnb? Now, I've never done an Airbnb until this past September. And they found this beautiful chalet. And a lot of these areas, because they're ski areas, they're not very busy in the summer or the fall months. So there weren't a lot of people around. We went for a long weekend. Stayed at this beautiful place. I'm not sure that we would have stayed at otherwise with some friends. And what I always try to do, no matter whether I'm traveling with the kids or not, is always try to find a new experience. So Chamonix, it also is home of the Mer de Glace, which is a glacier. And you can take the train up the mountain and then you kind of walk down into it and you can go walk inside caves inside of the glacier, which was what I thought was going to be our big experience. I thought that was really cool. And then my husband got on the Airbnb app and realized that they had paragliding there.
Oh my
goodness. So me, who is terrified of heights, and I can't believe still that I let my children do this, we did paragliding. And the 5-year-old, the 7-year-old, and the 12-year-old were all big enough to jump off a mountain. And they went first. And I cried the whole 10 minutes. I watched them falling out of the sky. And then I had to go because my 5-year-old did it. And it was one of the coolest things I have ever done.
That is crazy. The kids, did they go all together or one at a time?
No, it's tandem, right? So okay. They've got the professional who's qualified to do right. These things, who does it like 5 times a day. So we were each matched up with one person and we went with another family friend of ours. So it was perfect because our husbands went up with the kids. I think I might have had a heart attack if I had to watch them run off the side of the mountain. I cried as soon as I realized that they were coming down and they absolutely loved it. And then I remember my 7-year-old being so mad because it was my turn and she was like, but I want to go again. And I was like, I'm sorry, it's my turn. And I went up, they set out the parachute and you're in this kind of baby seat harnessed to the guy with the parachute. It's a steep hill, essentially. And he's like, all right, just start running. And we just start running. And then the wind catches in the parachute. And just all of a sudden, you just kind of sit back and you're floating. And it's not something I ever thought that I would have done. But my husband's a smart one. He mentioned it to the kids and they were super excited and we all did it.
And in the end, mom flew too.
So I'm actually really glad that I did.
Good for you. That sounds amazing. Well, I love the idea that you have of wherever you're going, having some sort of new adventure. And
yeah,
sounds like you had one that the kids will not forget soon.
That's true.
And it sounds like you're planning some fun adventures.
We're thinking about going to Greece. And I've been there before, but I haven't been to Santorini. So I really wanted to go to Santorini. And then our friends are like, well, we're leaving soon. And we really wanted to go to Rome. So I built about 10-day trip from Rome down to Naples for a few days to see Pompeii. And then we fly to Santorini for a few days. And then we end in Athens before heading back.
What are some things that you're looking forward to on that adventure?
I like to do at least one kind of new experience. We're looking to do a caldera cruise in Santorini. So they've got old Greek boats that they take you to the hot springs. We're taking an ATV tour. So going to see off the beaten track areas of the islands on ATVs. And one of the things that I think the kids are going to be most excited about, so we're going to see all these ancient ruins, beautiful island, all this stuff. One of the last days that we're there, we're going on a donkey trek in the countryside outside of Athens. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be their absolute favorite part of the whole experience.
You have to come back and tell us all about this adventure because I've never had anyone who's taken their kids to Greece on the podcast.
It's considered an adult destination. And even when you're researching it, they're like, oh, Mykonos, Santorini, there's so much to do for adults, not the best place for kids. But listen, I have 4 kids. I'm going to take these opportunities when they arise. We're going to have kids in the house for the next 20 years. There's always something that you can do with the kids if you take the time to just dig a little deeper and find what it is.
100%. I love that. So obviously you feel it's really important to travel with your kids, and you do. What do you think are the benefits?
I love that my kids have experienced so much. They are seeing things that most kids just read about in textbooks. You know, they're tasting it, they're seeing it, they're smelling it. And that is an amazing way to learn about the world. And I think especially in our world today, it's so important to really get outside of your bubble, to meet new people, see new places, understand new cultures. And even inside the US, right? There's different people, there's different regions, there's so much to learn about. And the best way that we can do it and kind of expose our kids to it, if we're able to, is to take them to those places and let them experience it firsthand.
So true. Beautifully said. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you all for your service and for sharing your experiences with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next episode. Shauna is back to share all the details of her family's adventure in Italy and Greece. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!